Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I assist you today?
Well, I don't even know if I have the right company. Are you the company that's hired by Home Depot to come out and measure for stoves?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. I heard from somebody on Saturday that you were going to call me on Monday for a time that you could come out and do that. And I haven't heard back, so I'm a little nervous. When he spoke to me on Saturday, he said possibly on Wednesday, but he said I make no promises. So I'm trying to get other people set up to do things for the stove, such as the electric, and
yes,
any
ma'am.
Modifications I'll have to make. So could you maybe check and see if they've assigned a time for me and a date?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, is the telephone number 480-326-0435? Is that number associated with
yes.
the order?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment here while I get the order generated.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, ma'am, and I do apologize for the hold. Usually just takes an extra minute or two to generate by the phone number.
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and I do apologize for that hold. Could you verify the name and address, please?
Carol and Roger Murphy, 9942 East Diamond Drive in Sun Lakes, Arizona, 85248.
All right, thank you. And I have a Home Depot measure that needs to be scheduled.
Yes.
Okay. All right. The soonest date I have is April the 3rd.
Oh, that's not. Well, he told me he thought the soonest would be the 24th. Do you know of any other company they work with?
No, ma'am. With that, you would have to contact Home Depot.
April 3rd is that. I mean, I'd like an oven for Easter. Well, let's put it down. I mean, he said the 24th. I mean, that's 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th. That's almost a week later, and I won't have an oven for Easter. So we'll put it down because I don't want want to lose the spot. And then if I find out they've got someone else that can do it, I'll let you know. Does that sound
okay? Yes,
fine?
Ma'am. Yes, that sounds
okay.
Fair to
you
me. And I have that notated. Mm-hmm.
And then if there's any cancellations, will you please call me? I don't even know if I'll hold the oven.
Yes, ma'am. Actually, you'll be contacted. Mm-hmm.
I'll be contacted when? If there's another opening?
Yes, if there's an opening. Yes, before April the 3rd.
I wonder why it went from possibly the 24th all the way to another whole week. And I'm wondering why someone didn't call me this morning. You just hadn't gotten around to it, I guess. You've been busy this morning. Is that it?
Yes, ma'am. And I don't. You said you were supposed to be contacted this morning.
I thought he said this morning or today, and because it was getting later in the day, I wanted to go ahead and call and make sure that I hadn't been dropped out of the system by accident.
Okay. No, ma'am. It's not.
Okay. Well, were very helpful, and I appreciate all that you did. And what time on April 1st?
April 3rd. Yes, ma'am. You're going to receive an automated call on the 2nd of April that's going to provide that time frame for you.
Okay, and what day is April 3rd? I don't even know.
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
The day before Easter. Okay, thank you for all that you have done for me.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling XBO, and have a great evening.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. I'm going to call Home Depot. I don't want to lose that thing because they don't have somebody measuring.
Yeah.